Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you our hearts are open, all desires are open, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass man's understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Zechariah. The word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I am jealous for her with great wrath. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts shall be called the holy mountain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each with a staff in hand because of their great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, even though it seems impossible to the remnants of this people in these days, should it also seem impossible to me, says the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to live in Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and in righteousness." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you, and I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Those who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Would you be seated, please? Good morning to all of you. I am so happy to see so many of you in church today, particularly when this is a major holiday. I am deeply touched. It's wonderful to see a full church. I am so grateful to be celebrating my 40th anniversary as a bishop in the Church of God. With you, my family, and my soul friends. I have not been a bishop in the church longer than most bishops did today, maybe with one or two exceptions. In fact, if I were to attend a House of Bishops meeting and we were to sit according to when we were consecrated in the House, I would now be sitting in where we bishops call affectionately death row. I work for that, and it is a badge of honor which I wear proudly. Before I say any more, I want to thank our very talented Kate Morehouse for giving me the privilege of preaching at this 11 o'clock service. Kate, who nurtures us Sunday after Sunday with remarkable sermons. And I've got to thank my wife, Emmy, who has journeyed with me for some, 53 years, 54 years? You know, as you know, shares her own powerful ministry with her own gifts, but most important, has nurtured our children to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I've had three children. My one son is in England working hard. I hope he is. My other youngest son is in Nashville preaching his first sermon today. And my beloved daughter, who has her own powerful ministry and shares her ministry with so many people in her community, is with her husband and children. And how lovely for them to be with me. Well, I became a bishop on May 23rd, 1974, 40 years ago. If you need some kind of historical day of the length of that tenure, A gallon of gas was 55 cents. An average new car was $3,750. And an average income was $11,750. And dominating the news in 1974, do you remember? Dominating the news was Patty Hearst, who robbed a San Francisco bank. Well, I have been a bishop for only 3 weeks, 21 days, when I first entered the House of Bishops. The House of Bishops in 1974 were deeply divided over the ordination issues. Hard to believe, but they were deeply divided over the ordination issue. Particularly, it's hard to believe when we hear our Kate Morehouse feed us Sunday after Sunday with remarkable sermons. But nevertheless, the debate was no less real. And then on the third day of debate, the bishops were at such an impasse that the presiding bishop said that we should take a weekend off and return on Monday and begin the debate once again. And then he said, "And I would like our most junior bishop, the Bishop of Florida, to speak." Well, I almost had a heart attack. I mean, it really did. My heart was palpitating with fear, and I went to the presiding bishop and I said, "I am the youngest bishop. I've been here 3 weeks. There are more seasoned bishops here. Why don't they preach?" And he said, "Frank, they would. However, they've already preached and have a position on the women's issue. You do not." And so I asked that you would preach. Well, I still was paralyzed by fear, but I entered the pulpit. I studied all night, and the next day I entered the pulpit, and I took as my text from Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, you know? "For it is God who is at work in you. It is God who must be glorified. So do all things without complaining or murmuring." Well, I preached that sermon, and the bishops listened, and then there was a deafening silence for almost 5 minutes, literally. And then the bishops rose and applauded, and I felt that they were finally convicted. Well, one more story I'm going to tell, and then get on to the sermon. The senior bishops always sit in the front row of the house, and the more junior bishops always sit in the back of the house. Well, in 1974, since I was the youngest bishop, I not only sat in the back of the house, but since we were meeting in Mexico and the house, the room was relatively small, I found myself sitting outside on the sidewalk next to the bishops' wives who were trying to listen to the debate. Well, during one of the lengthy debates, some of which was not very inspiring, Emmy came to my seat and gave me a glass of lemonade. And before she left, she kissed me on the cheek. Well, the Bishop of Tennessee, who was an old curmudgeon, who had been in the house for 25 or 30 years, saw what had happened. Now, he's a dear friend, but he saw what had happened, rose from his chair, and he said, "Point of privilege, bishops." And then he went on to say, "My esteemed colleagues, we have always sought to preserve the dignity of our house. But apparently our junior bishop, the Bishop of Florida, does not embrace our hallowed tradition. Instead, he invites his wife into our sacred fellowship, shares a glass with her, and even gives her a hug and kiss. Is it the intention of the Bishop of Florida, to change our historic tradition? Maybe invite women to be priests." The bishops convulsed in laughter, and the Bishop of Tennessee has succeeded in changing the mood, but changing the mood at my expense. Well, I could tell you I have learned so much being a bishop in the church for 40, 50 years, and I can't even begin to share all that I have shared with you that I know, but let me just tick off three or four or five things. I know that God loves each of you infinitely, and that you are precious in His sight. That in all the world, there has never been, nor will there ever be, another person exactly like you ever in this world. So precious are you in this world. Do you believe it? Do you really believe it? I know that God, who created you and created me, knows each of us by name and calls us by name. He not only knows us by name, but He also knows us by heart, even before we call upon Him. And yet God, because He loves us so, wants always to have a continuous dialogue with us. I know from my own ministry that the God who calls us is the God who gives us gifts, gifts for ministry. He gives us gifts. Why? To help us live our lives meaningfully, to give us gifts to minister to the world. And if any of you here do not know gifts that God has given you because He has given you gifts, then by all means see our very gifted and talented dean, and she will help you find the specific gifts that are yours. I know that the God who loves us and calls us to Him is also a sending God. God calls us to Him, but He's always sending us out in the world, sending us out the world to be His lips to speak, His words, His hands to touch wounded heart. I know that the spiritual family in which we are called and the human family in which we are born, into which we are born, are so inextricably connected that if one suffers, the other suffers. We cannot separate what we profess on Sunday but what we do during the week. It is all part of God's plan of sanctification. And finally, I know that when we pray, "Your will be done," it is our way of saying that something that's going on in heaven that God wants to be done here on earth. What is it? He wants us to be His icons of His holy presence. He wants us to be His corporate light to shadow the darkness in this world. He wants us to be His salt to make this world thirsty for Christ. And above all, He wants us to be aware that the kingdom of God is always breaking in upon us. If we love one another, and if we serve one another. Maybe that is God's way of saying, "Bishop Cerveny, that's an end. Your voice is over." Anyway, I want to end by saying God does love us infinitely. And He has called you by name. And He has given you gifts for ministry. And He has empowered you to go out into the world to minister. And if He is calling you and giving you the gifts, then it is time to go out and to be His people of God, to do what He has called you to do. Amen. Thank you for listening. And God bless you in the days and weeks ahead. Amen.
And now walk in love as God has called us to walk in love and be his chosen people in this world. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. The only Son of God, the Son of God, the God, God from God,
light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. As the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our crucified and on the cross, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of the living life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, and he worshipped and glorified, he has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
We acknowledge the baptism and forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. I invite you to speak the names of those who have died aloud. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially the victims of violence in our own community, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their family and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace throughout the world, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. We pray especially for the people of Ukraine, Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the schoolgirls who have been abducted in Nigeria. Risen Christ, we pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to show your love here in the core of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral, and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people, and what they have asked faithfully, grant that they may obtain effectually. to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Now, where'd he go? There he is. Come on back, Bishop. Emmy, would you please come forward? We are so honored that you're here with us today, and the witness of your ministry among us is just beyond words. Your marriage, your faithfulness, your years of service, thank you for all that you've done for this church. Thank you. The joy. We have to have a big party, so right after church, head over to Tolliver Hall. We have a beautiful coffee hour, and we want to celebrate. Bishop Howard has written a letter. The Bishop of Cuba has written a letter. So please come and greet Bishop Frank and Emmy in Tolliver Hall. They're going to head right out there, okay? So come to Tolliver Hall to greet them following this service. Welcome, everyone. So glad you're here. Thank you for gracing us with your presence today. It's a joy to be with you. Our last day of Sunday school was today, and in 2 weeks, on June the 15th, maybe that's 3 weeks, we're going to start Camp Cathedral. So our teenagers are going to be teaching the kids about the Bible stories and making skits and plays, so I hope you all will join us. Tickets are on sale online and in Tolliver Hall for the Pilgrimage Anthem Concert, which is next Sunday. And that is followed by an English tea reception. That's at 5 o'clock. If any of you are interested, the proceeds benefit our choir's trip to England. So I hope you will come. And this past weekend, I traveled to Dallas, Texas, where a young man was ordained a deacon. And he's here with us today. I see you over there, Carl. Would you stand up? This is our new curate, Carl Saxton. Welcome. And welcome to Laura, his wife. It's so good to see you. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Oh,
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God for you, the people of God, for your gifts, for your ministries. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inexpressible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Claim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we may rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to help us, so that in seeking you we might find you. Again and again you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son to be our Savior, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, to the sorrowful joy. To fulfill your purpose he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we may no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in this world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified for you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine,
And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his glory and coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts that you have given us, this bread and this cup, we praise you and bless you. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may send upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be the holy gifts for your holy people, the bread and wine and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus. Grant that all share in this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your holy name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the patriarchs, prophets, apostles and martyrs, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you.
Please join me now in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitors who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Thank you.
And now I ask you to join with me in the post-communion prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of Christ and heirs of your eternal life. And now, Father, send us out to do the work that you have given us to do, to love and serve you in the name of Christ our Lord. Do him to you as the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory now and forever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you this day and in the days to come.
Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.